I'll tell you, a little bit of concern for the GOAT after yesterday he used that song in a post to express his internal confusion over the ex-wife being
a little emo there,
being pregnant.
That song rips.
Yeah, that's
emo post.
It was weird that he was on the roof deck of NEMA too. Like you.
I mean, also, like, at some point, and I'm probably guilty of this, but the we used to call it vague booking on the old show, where you're posting something that is vague, but hoping that people will respond to you is, I think at some point you're too old to do that. If you're a man.
Wow,
Greg.
That is rich.
I don't know. That,
yeah, I'm with you on the
I
whole
feel
vague
bad
thing.
For him. I really do. Oh. I feel bad for him.
Speak your truth. You know?
Yeah, but I mean,
just be like, F
I think
that.
Everybody knows she did him dirty. He right. did not do her dirty.
No. But I'm with you on the vague thing. Tom, let us know your heart, man.
Well, he's hoping that the child within can rise above.
Yeah.
So he's telling you that he's holding back on what he really wants to say.
I think he's been holding back for quite some time, and we should give him credit. Like, yeah, I'm sure he wouldn't want to do the roast over again.
I bet he wants to do roast 2.0.
No,
I bet he wants to do it all over again.
I think his kids were upset with that. So but he, when it comes to speaking on the topic, has stayed very mum himself. Yeah. So
what's worse, though, if you're the kid? Your dad busting a little jokes out about your mother, or the fact that you now know you got a younger sibling coming, and it ain't been a year since, you know, a year and a half since your mother and father had split up, and they're old enough to kind of know, like, really? Ma, you already got another child with the jujitsu guy? Like, that has to be strange.
Well, you feel very strongly about this. So I don't know what your time limits are and what
not a year and a half.
It's a little outrageous on your part. I bet there are a lot of people listening who probably have an opinion about spouses and when they end up, you know, getting divorced, what your so-called waiting period is on how long they go before finding love somewhere else.
Greg, it's one thing if they couldn't stand each other. Like, and we knew that, like, there was cheating allegations, they couldn't stand each other, and they were like, all right, we're done with this, we're ready to move on. But I was under the impression, based on what she was saying about him, is like, this was her soulmate, she was so broken, and like, how she, you know, like, Tommy was my love, and, you know, all the stuff on how much she cared about her family, and all this other stuff, and then she gets divorced, and Tom the same way, and it's a year and a half later. And can you imagine if the shoe was on the other foot, if Tom would have had a baby with somebody else? They would be crucifying him.
He did do that.
No, I'm talking about now.
Yeah, but before he met her.
Yeah, but he wasn't with Bridget Moynihan that.
Well,
they weren't married. So it's different, Courtney. They weren't married. Giselle and Tom.
They were not married. You are correct.
Giselle and Tom. And the way she talked about him made it seem like this was her soulmate. And if that's your soulmate and you're telling me a year and a half later, not even a year and a half later for the relationship, that's the kid. But not even a year after they're married, she's already in love with another guy that they knew? Come on, man.
I bet you if Tom had an opportunity to do a do-over, he would have married Bridget and been with her. It seems like they get along in a much better way post everything. And you're right, Courtney, whether they were married or not, it wasn't exactly a sweet moment for Bridget Moynihan to be delivering a child when he was with someone else. However, the thing that just most irritates me is it's not, Wiggy, what you're saying, post-separation. It's the fact that she was with this guy for years.
Yes.
And the way that she made it seem, like, if anybody should have wanted Tom to keep working, it was the lady banging the jiu-jitsu guy at the house. And yet she was making it seem like Tom was ignoring the family to keep pursuing football, when Wiggy all along said it's not like baseball,
nope,
where you're out of town every few weeks, you know, for 180 games a year, whatever. Like,
you're being accused of being a sexist on this topic.
How?
Because they're saying, how long would you expect her to wait? You wouldn't expect the same thing from a man.
I would expect the same thing from a man. I would 100% expect the same thing
from
a guy.
So people get divorced and then they're not supposed to date?
No. But it's...
Like...
Greg, She was with this dude, literally, they weren't even divorced yet, and he was on vacation with them and the kids. And everybody bought, oh, they were just friends. And now they're already, basically, she's pregnant with this guy and about to have a baby. Come on, man. And she talks about how much she loved Tom and how he was her soulmate. And it was, if it was the same way for a dude, I would say the same exact thing. You can't tell me this is your soulmate and not even a year and a half later, you're popping out kids or you're impregnating somebody else and talking about, oh, I love this person. My life hasn't been complete until I met them.
I don't know. Do women feel the same way that Wiggy does? Like, do you feel the same way about it?
No, I do not. Like, I have a very hard time with this because Tom's had a bad situation between the Bridget going into Giselle situation, and then I had Giselle's side completely when this relationship broke up. But for me, the hardest part about it is her bringing him around the kids while she was married to Tom,
right,
and then immediately after.
So this don't bother you. So you married Asanto for 10 years. You have this loving relationship that we all believe and see and you talk about.
Yeah.
And then
I think people move on.
His instructor, that whenever it is, his somebody to help him get in shape, a year and a half later, they have a kid and they've been kicking it
a year, six months
after you get divorced.
If she was cheating on Tom with the guy with jujitsu, that's an issue. That should have never happened. But to say that people need to wait 3 years before they start dating again after getting a divorce,
So how is that your soulmate? I didn't say start dating.
Well, yeah, you said that yesterday.
No, I said, like, tell us that you already have a new soulmate. I mean, how do you have a soulmate and then a year and a half later you got another soulmate?
But I just think people move on quicker than you think. Like,
so you'd be cool with that?
No, me? No.
He just asked you. You just said, yeah.
Because Greg brings up a good point where it's like you're kind of holding people responsible after they get out of a relationship that there needs to be this long waiting period and you need to put a time on it.
No, a time on.
I don't think life works that way.
A time on. You can't tell me that we're soulmates 10 years in and then a year and a half later you already got another soulmate.
Well, she hasn't called him a soulmate. She got pregnant.
Courtney.
Jiu-jitsu.
The stories, the whole story is about them.
I think
my issue is her bringing him around the kids so early on. Like, I think that needs to be, especially the ages in which these kids are. They're not adults.
Right. And you're not just bringing some rando around your kids. So if she's bringing him around the kids, Giselle, and she's bringing the jiu-jitsu dude, she must really believe that this guy is a soulmate, somebody I'm in love with.
And the people, Courtney, of course, Courtney sides with the cheater. I do not side with the cheater. I've apologized a million times that I had this whole thing wrong,
yeah,
and shame on Giselle. I'm just saying, Wiggy's whole thing is that you need to wait like years before you get into a new relationship. I don't think life works that way. I'm not naive in the fact that people get divorced and then they move on.
This is Jillian. Hello, Jillian.
Hi.
Hey.
I just want to say I feel like Wiggy is just very consistent, that Wiggy has a really good marriage and he takes his marriage really seriously and he really loves his wife.
Yeah.
And the reason he's like in conflict with you guys over this is because for him, that wouldn't be enough time. And I admire it in him.
Today marks 28 years to the day that my wife and I got married.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. And I would say the same thing if this was a man.
And the next day you put on a costume and haven't taken it off.
Now,
can I ask you, should the worst thing happen?
Yes.
And you were to pass away?
Yep.
Perhaps choking on a meatball slider at Stats.
Oh, if I'm going to go, that's the way I'd like to go.
Doing something you love.
Yes.
How long would you expect Mrs. Wiggins to wait to find love?
I would expect that she wouldn't find love.
Never in her life ever?
Because I know that...
Never in her life ever?
Wait, you said would not?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God, Jermaine.
Because I subscribe... maybe I'm just different. I subscribe that you only get one true soulmate and one true love. And if you're with that person for a long period of time and then that person falls... you know, happens to pass away, then I don't, then I'm, there's no, I don't feel like that you can be with somebody else because you already had that soulmate.
You don't want anybody snuggling in front of that faux fireplace.
Listen,
with Mrs. Wiggins in your absence.
She's a woman and I'm a man and she's still going to be, you know, active out there. That's different.
What?
That is completely different.
So you don't, you, okay, okay,
sex
okay.
Is not, sex is
I think
different.
This is a very level
He's
take.
He's covering himself.
No, no, so I think this is a very should, measured
so
take.
Should the opposite happen, he wants to go out and smash randos.
Well, she already knows.
So, I think we're having two different conversations.
I'm not having two conversations.
No, I think Wiggy's very consistent.
Because you don't want her to be alone, though. She's okay if she dates around and stuff like that.
If she goes out and she, like, and we've had this conversation plenty of times. I told her that, like, God forbid something happens to me or you. Yeah, I expect you're going to still be outside and living your life.
She'll probably have a companion.
No, she's going to be like...
Yeah, that's what Greg has.
She's going to be a... She's going to be like a woman who's enjoying life.
Are you saying that she could
she
be...
She might be with multiple guys, you know, having fun, but
she could be for them screens.
Yeah, but she ain't going to be snuggled up, loved up. That's completely different.
I love the insecurity.
It's not insecurity.
I don't think people are supposed to like be alone. I don't think people do well alone. And so if Mrs.
You ain't
got to
be alone. You could still date people. But
what if she finds a man that she really gets along with and they spend a lot of time together? Like, I just
there's no way she's gonna be like, oh, I love this guy. Like if you're been in a relationship with if you and Santo are together for your parents, for example.
Yeah, their anniversary is tomorrow. Happy 34 years.
Perfect. Knock on
Go
wood.
Coxes.
Knock on wood. One of them happens to, you know, move on to the upper room. But no, we're having this conversation.
No. I just thought of something else.
Right. Would you be cool with your dad now saying, here's my new love?
I would have a very hard time with it, but I wouldn't blame him for it.
No. I'm not. But you would.
But I don't think men can be.
You would want him to fall in love.
Yeah,
again.
I don't think men can be alone. Like I think.
What about your mother? Same thing.
Same. Yeah. I would want them to be happy, and if being happy. But what just hit me? My parents' 34-year anniversary tomorrow. I just bet $34 on the day of their anniversary. Their 34th anniversary. I don't know. 34 might be hitting.
Numerology works.
Here's a text that says, if I died, this is from Maine. Hello to my adopted home continent of Maine. If I died, I wouldn't want my husband with a new woman who is in my home and around my kids, my pets, etc.
And saying, now this is my new...
That's selfish, though.
No, this is... But if you have one true love, you can't... I hold it the same way... You know, if you have one true love and one soulmate, how do you then, after all that time of being with the person, be like, yeah, you know what? I found another person.
This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, morning, everybody. Pastor Wiggins, I'm going to say, having met you up at Loon, I need to meet the missus, okay? You are a man among men. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
That said, if you do love your wife, right, and mm-hmm. God forbid you pass, you would not want to convey, you know, you would not want to allow her to have, you know, joy or love afterwards, after you pass. That's what you're saying, right?
No, I'm saying that she could never find joy or love with somebody else because the joy or love that we've had for so long, you can't find that with somebody else.
It's going to be a different type of love, but it probably will still be love. My mom also just told me I got it wrong. 37 years tomorrow.
Oh darn it! Change the bet.
Okay, so Wiggy, happy anniversary. I need to meet the missus just to see this incredible woman that has been with you for 28 years. Congratulations!
Thank you.
But Wiggy, you're not going to be here.
I know I'm not going to be here.
So I mean, what if she finds someone that makes her truly happy and gives her feelings of love?
Then
what if she found somebody that she loved more?
Then all that stuff. See, then I look at it like all that stuff that you said when we were together
was fraud.
Was there was some cap in that?
No, Wiggy. Because let's put it this way, right? Let's
but
put it in
can't
an area
have, like she can't physically have you. It's not like you're still here. To Curtis's point,
but it's not about the physical part. You can still be physical with other people and not have any emotion to that.
I understand, but Wiggy, let's talk in an area we all agree: food.
Okay.
You've had your favorite piece of pizza before.
Right.
And then a year, 10 years, whatever, you found a piece of pizza that was even better. That made you be like, wow, I don't know what I was thinking. I can't believe I said that was the best thing I ever ate. This is.
Then I never really, that favorite pizza that I said 10 years, I was capping the whole time.
No, you just didn't know anything different.
No, it's not. If you know what you know. See, you're saying that you can find multiple soulmates.
I'm saying that to say that it would be impossible would be to ignore the potential reality.
It's the reality is if you're with somebody and you marry this person, if it goes left, then okay, I get it. But if you're really truly like, this is my soulmate, this is the person, this is whatever, you know, the mother to our beautiful family or the father, and then you instantly, a year and a half later, you done moved on and you feel the same way about another guy?
So you're like a swan. You mate for life.
Yeah. What is all that stuff we built? Like, what's all that we built? Like, Giselle built all this stuff with Tom. Now, all of a sudden, she's like, oh, Tom was my soulmate, but guess what? Jiu-Jitsu guy is my soulmate, too.
She hasn't said that. She's
having a baby with him.
But do you think she planned this pregnancy?
Yes, it was planned. If you're 44, that is highly unlikely to be not planned.
And we know they were together because she, like you said.
Yes, I know. This
she brought him around the kids. You're not just bringing random
dudes
around
the kids. I don't like that. And I think Giselle did Tom dirty, and all the credit to Tom Brady for being such a class act throughout the whole thing. But I just think saying somebody should just be alone forever.
I didn't say alone.
Well, it is kind of alone.
No, it's not.
You just want Talina to be out in them streets.
Yeah. Look, there's nothing wrong with that.
Streets.
Screeks.
How is that alone?
God forbid I go, Santo better wait a year, but like then it's...
So you want him to wait a year. Somebody was asking how you feel. So I would want him to wait.
Like,
what's the difference? 6 months, a year? Well, like if he falls in love with someone else, how does that
differ? You're right. So I just...
Then he never really loved you.
Oh,
no. I don't think that's it. I think that he's so young. I would hope that he could continue to live his life.
What if you passed away, sadly?
This is so morbid.
He was going to be. What if he ended up falling in love with somebody who was a friend of yours?
Oh,
great.
God.
Really?
That would be great.
Yeah.
Glass?
I don't want him to find happiness. I don't want him to be sad the rest of his life.
But you don't have to be. Just because you're not married with somebody don't mean you're alone. You could still be outside. There are plenty of older single people that date around and have companionship but aren't like, oh yeah, this person's my soulmate.
I would haunt Santo forever, so I mean he would still think about me, but yeah, I would hope that he was able to have a family. And like, you have to think of it that way.
If you really love the person, I think you would think about it that way. I think you'd want them to be happy without you.
But it's not about being happy. You keep missing the point. You can't.
You want Talina to be like sitting at home, just looking at a photo of you.
No, I didn't say that. See, you can't tell me we've been together for all these years and our love is like this unbreakable bond and we've been together, married, whatever, and then all of a sudden, a year later, you now have that same bond with somebody else? That don't add up.
God forbid you ever pass. I want an Instagram video from Talina of some dude rolling out of your bed in his boxers, scratching himself in front of that beautiful view you have.
Greg.
Over the city of Boston.
Because I
want her to be happy.
Yeah, but see, you could be happy, but guess what? You ain't rolling out in the morning. You just rolling out after whatever said act is done.
No, I bet he's rolling out in the morning. Before.
You don't want him sleeping over.
Yeah, I got an Uber for you.
See, you've got all these rules.
But that's the love that, you know.
You know, she's making love, and then there's a snuggle after.
No, she wouldn't be making love.
So you want Talina to end up with somebody like Worm.
No. I would expect, like,
You would expect Greg.
What do you mean?
Maybe she ends up.
No. I would expect her to be, I'm not with anybody.
Yeah.
I'm out there enjoying life.
This is interesting. Very interesting. All right. Well,
she knows I'm going to do it. Nobody, she knows that there's nobody ever. I told her I would never even entertain getting with somebody, Marin. I'm to enjoy life and, you know, keep kicking it with people and go from there.
Well, I mean,
you guys
I hope that we never have to deal with this.
You guys are giving your heart away
I think you and Talina are
free chicken nuggets.
You two are so connected that if one goes, the other will probably soon follow.
Oh, well, hopefully it won't be
a long time. Die with a broken heart.
It'll be a long, long time away.
Ooh, the original version. Tom should have posted the original version.
This is not the chicks or whatever they call themselves.
This is Stevie Nicks. And Fleetwood Mac in the original version.
She's got an amazing voice.
It was a heartbreak song.
There was two singers in that group, right? Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah, Christine McVie and Stevie. So we'll take a little break, but let it breathe for a minute into the break, Sean, if we can.